Venom is the latest comic book movie. It's gonna make a lot of money. But should you even bother? Welcome back again. I'm John Ellis. Thanks for joining me today. As mentioned previously, I'm posting a podcast episode every single day in November. If you haven't had a chance to listen, go back and listen to the other days in the prior month and let me know what you think. I hope you're enjoying these as much as I'm enjoying creating them. It's certainly a challenge for me, but in a good way. But either way, I hope it's fun for you like it is for me. I've had lots of feedback and many new subscribers since I started doing this daily podcast, so thank you for joining me. And if you are new to this podcast, normally I focus on current movies with the goal of letting you know what the best movie of the year is so far. And we'll continue to do that throughout the month of November as well. And as we discuss new movies, I'll be sure to let you know how good they are, what to expect, you know, where it stands on the big list of 2018 movies. But we'll also discuss movies that we may have missed on their initial run, maybe just didn't get a chance to talk about on the podcast, maybe things that are new to streaming, or other interesting news and stories and tidbits within the film industry. Today we're discussing a big blockbuster of a movie, Venom. Now, Venom is a story of an investigative journalist, Eddie Brock, attempting to make his comeback after losing his job and his girlfriend. Played by Tom Hardy, Eddie accidentally becomes the host of some sort of alien being. Together, they become this alter ego, Venom. So Eddie takes on these new powers as Venom to protect those around him, and ultimately an attempt to defeat the man that brought him down to begin with. Venom also stars Michelle Williams, Riz Ahmed, and Jenny Slate. Now, Venom is a nice change of pace from what we've been talking about lately. It's loud, it's big, it's making lots of money, and in general, I'm a fan of comic book style movies, especially the Marvel films. I'm a big fan of most of those films. But Venom is a bit of a messy film. And Tom Hardy seems the only one that's actually working. Tom Hardy is great. And I know it's been said before, but really he turns this below average script of a movie into something that's at least fun to watch at times. And the story is not doing him any favors, though. It's not sure what type of movie it wants to be. So I should say at the beginning of this film, I almost walked out because I had things to do and I was looking at the clock and it was boring me. So it was very slow to get moving. But the second half, although probably equally as messy, it did manage to at least keep me interested. So this movie is mostly bad, let's be clear. I say mostly because it has some enjoyable parts. On the positive side, there are a few things worth noting. First of all, there was a great car chase at the beginning I thought was good with Eddie on his motorcycle as he's just discovering his powers as Venom. And I mentioned Tom Hardy. He's great. He's all in this movie. He's full Tom Hardy and he's full Venom. And you really appreciate how great of an actor he is. So it's not a great film. But in some ways, it's also a fun movie. And don't get me wrong, there's no scenario where I can say Venom is a good movie. But it is a good time in the theater. And maybe that's enough. So I'm going to be sure to post information about Venom and about these other conversations we're having on ellisonmovies.com. You, of course, can always find me on Twitter at ellisonmovies, discussing this movie, discussing previous movies, discussing some new trailers that I've seen. So until then, be sure to hit the subscribe button right now and be alerted when these new episodes are dropping so you can be aware of them. Until then, we'll talk tomorrow.